Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're back with us in our new episode of our program Parish Kings of the Past. In this program, we try to bring different accounts of different kings of the past who once ruled over this earth and boasted upon their power, their rule, and went to extreme extent to inflict their tyrannies and oppressions upon people. Today again, we've brought another topic for you, another Parish king of the past, another individual who crossed all the limits of oppressions and tyrannies. These kings, they forget that you reap what you sow. Whoever oppressed in this world, he had a recompense accordingly in the hereafter. Today, the king who we would be discussing about, his name is Amir Taimur Lung. He was also a very cruel and ruthless king. Before going into further discussion of him, let's first of all listen to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that recite salawat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your reciting of salawat upon me will be forgiveness for your sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, our today's topic, Amir Taimur Lung. It is stated about him that he was born in either 1320 or 1336 AD in the month of April. He was the founder of the Taimuri kingdom that was a warrior kingdom. He was from the descendants of Genghis Khan, and he would proudly mention this fact. Being associated to a cruel and oppressive family was deemed as a means of pride for him. Just through this fact, we can understand that how much he kept cruelty, ruthlessness, oppression beloved to himself. That he associated himself with a cruel family in the history, and he would boast upon it. He would feel proud of it. So this alone shows us that cruelty, oppression, tyranny, these things were very beloved to him. Why is he called Lung? Regarding this, he states that he got injured and had a wound while stealing goats. Due to this reason, he was called Lung. However, through the study of authentic resources, we come to know that Amir Taimur Lung was indeed from the family of Genghis Khan. He was from the lineage of Genghis Khan. And Arab Shah, he was the one who would normally and generally talk ill of Amir Taimur Lung. Taimur Lung, he was very wise and very clever since his childhood, and he conquered around 46 countries. During the days of his childhood, he had some kind of problem in his leg, and due to this, he couldn't walk properly either. He had a desire to become a warrior since his childhood, so he would partake in war practices and war education sessions with great passion. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Amir Taimur Lung joined the army of Amir Kazgan and displayed great expertise of bravery and skills. Amir Kazgan, he became very impressed with the fighting skills and war expertise of Timur Lung. Hence, what he did was that he got his granddaughter married to Timur Lung. A little while after this marriage, Amir Kasgan, he passed away. Now, Timur Lung had already displayed his skills of excellence in war affairs and how he had the skills and expertise of defeating an army bigger than his. Hence, the Tatari nation, they unanimously agreed to appoint him as their leader, as their king, because Amir Kasgan, he had died and there was a need of a king. So, they unanimously agreed to appoint Amir Timur Lung as their king. Timur Lung had already planned to conquer the entire world and had already made preparations to execute this plan of his. After ruling over Balkh, a thought came to his mind. He developed this opinion that every such land of the world which is being ruled by the descendants of Genghis Khan, it is my right to rule over that piece of land. Hence, Timur Lung continued to fight wars for 37 years and conquered over Kandahar, Sistan, Nishapur and Kashgar. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Timur Lung, he had a very close friend called Toght. So, Amir Timur Lung sent an army in the leadership of his friend to conquer Russia. That army destroyed Russia completely and conquered over Russia within a short span of time. Toght had conquered Russia and had taken charge of the land given to him by Timur Lung. However, after a short span of time, Toght decided to rebel against Timur Lung and announced his own rule and kingdom in Russia. When Timur Lung came to know about this, he became extremely infuriated and decided that he will attack Toght and defeat his army. Therefore, he mobilized an army and attacked the army of Toght so swiftly and fiercely that he defeated his army. The historians have narrated that this war was so fierce that so much blood was shed in this war that even the hooves of the horse were filled with blood. After defeating the army of Toght, Timur Lung also conquered Iran, Gurgan, Sistan and Azerbaijan. The soldiers in this army of Timur Lung were from different nations. And he was so cruel that the entire army used to tremble with fear by listening to his name. Until he wouldn't issue a command, no one was heard at all. No one was able to say anything until his command was issued. After conquering these areas, Timur Lung invaded India in 1498. He conquered Delhi and whilst doing so, a lot of blood was shed. After carrying out killings at a large scale, those who survived were imprisoned by Timur Lung. And afterwards, Timur Lung ordered to kill all the imprisoned captives as well. After this, he attacked Homs and Halab, Aleppo. Thereafter, he attacked Damascus and after looting and robbing the entire city, he set the whole city ablaze. He set the whole city on fire. Islam clearly tells us that we're not allowed to punish anyone by means of setting them ablaze. But this cruel person not only shed blood over there, but also set the entire city ablaze, set the entire city on fire. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, an oppressor, by the means of his oppressions, although does acquire some kind of success, does actually succeed in his plans for a short while, but eventually he will face loss. Eventually he will face and suffer a consequential death, a consequential end. And always remember that a man has to die one day at the end of the day. He will face the consequences of his oppression during the time of his death, then in his grave, and then being casted into hell as well. So, although apparently it does seem that an oppressor is attaining all the success, he is succeeding in his plans, but this is all temporarily. and the consequences of his oppressions that he will face will be forever. They will last forever. It is stated that he became so acclaimed that he was spoken of everywhere. He was extremely cruel in terms of taking back revenge. In oppression, cruelty, torturing people, he was not any less than Genghis Khan and Halaku Khan. Beheading his enemies was his favorite hobby. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how would he torture those who would rebel against him? Let's listen to this. Whoever would rebel against him, what he would do is he would peel his skin off and throw him in boiling oil. This is how ruthless he was. It is also mentioned regarding him that whichever city he would attack, he would imprison the men in that city and enslave the women of the city, turning them into his maids. Regarding his oppression, it is also stated that in August 1400, he buried around 4,000 people alive in a well. When he attacked Damascus, he took a fatwa by force from the scholars of Egypt that the people of Damascus be made into his slaves. Always remember that taking a fatwa by force in your favor doesn't turn halal into haram or haram into halal. Unfortunately, people in our society also carry this suit, also follow these principles, where what they do is they mention a false scenario to a Mufti Saab upon which they will get an answer, and they would consider that answer to be in support of their ill traits or ill actions, which will not be permissible. So, if anyone takes any fatwa by force or by deceiving, by relaying a false question, it wouldn't change the ruling of halal into haram or haram into halal. We need to be mindful of. It is also stated regarding him that the area that he would attack, he would gather the scholars of that area and ask them questions. Whoever would give him answers, he would give him rewards and incentives, and whoever wouldn't be able to answer, he would get them killed. After attacking Halab, Aleppo, and after carrying out the massacre and bloodshed over there, he gathered the scholars of that area and asked them a question. He asked them that, tell me, that are the people of my army martyrs, or your people who died, are they martyrs? One of the accomplished and righteous scholars stood up and replied that he who fought to raise the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, who fought to raise the flag of truth, he would be considered as a martyr. And he who died for any other reason other than this, he would not be considered as a martyr. Temur was very impressed with this answer. He gave them rewards and let them go from his court. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the people of Asfahan, they announced to rebel against Temur Lang. Temur did not like this and he attacked Asfahan. He invaded Asfahan. In this attack, he killed 70,000 people, set Damascus ablaze, and also conquered Egypt. According to one safe estimation, it is stated that Temur Lang is that king who killed 20 million people. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, 20 million people. How did the individual who carried out the killing of 20 million people, he met his end? Let's hear about this now. It is stated that upon his return from Samarkand, Temur Lang decided to conquer China. Now, Temur Lang had gone old and he was not able to bear the severity of weather. His immune system had also gone very weak. In those days, it was very cold in China, and the river which he had to cross to go to China to conquer it, that river had frozen into ice. Temur Lang eventually did succeed in crossing the river, but he caught a severe cold. Finally, in the same illness, Temur Lang died falling severely ill due to cold. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is also stated regarding Temur Lang that during his last days, He would sit in seclusion and cry in solitude. And ultimately, this cruel person who constructed the minarets of human skulls, he died a dreadful end, falling ill to a severe cold. So this is how Taimurlung, he faced his dreadful end. Again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, someone who at once was boastful about his rule, who was inflicting oppressions and cruelties all around. No one could stop him. He would set cities ablaze. He would kill people. He would form minarets of human skulls. What happened at the end of the day? He died. He could not even bear the cold of the region that he went to conquer, and ultimately faced death and became a perished king of the past. His name still exists in history, but it is for us to take heed from. It is for us to take warning from. It is for us to take admonition from. And the name of Taimurlung, although does exist in history, but is not looked at with honor, with reverence, or with respect. He is considered as an evil person of the past. He is considered as a perished king of the past. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, although he was succeeding in his oppressions, he was succeeding in conquering lands and different regions, but at the end of the day, he did meet his end, and very soon, he died a dreadful end. And the end that he met, this is forever. And now, he is in his Alame Barzakh. He is facing his recompense for his oppressions in the hereafter. So an oppressor at the end of the day does meet his end, which is forever. So don't look at the temporary gains that one gains through inflicting oppression. Look at the everlasting punishment and the dreadful end that an oppressor meets. And there's no respite from it. There's no running away from it. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, always stay away from oppression. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love those who love Allah Almighty. Love the righteous people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stay away from the oppressors. May Allah Almighty save us from being amongst those who are oppressors. And may Allah Almighty make us amongst those who are His chosen servants. May our end doesn't become a means of admonition and warning for the others, but may it become a means of others to be envy of, others to praise and honor after our death. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.